Joining us by telephone, Amber Lee Fite, Marshfield School Board candidate, getting back on the board after an absence. I'll bet you're pretty excited about the win.
I am. I'm real excited. I know there's a few townships and villages that haven't reported yet, but it's looking good right now, so that's great.
Yeah, it looks like there's only a couple of precincts left, Hewitt being one of them, but it's really starting to look like there's not enough numbers there to change the outcome. Looks like about 800 votes separating second and third there, so you're pretty safe. Looking ahead, one of the big objectives now is the new board moves forward.
Oh, for me, trying to get on the board and make a difference here for students. So there's a lot of issues out there. We've got to balance the budget. We've got to figure out how to evaluate teachers under the new state mandate. There have been numbers reported by the Youth Risk Survey. 20% of students report they're depressed. 12% have thought about suicide. 6% have tried it. Over some of our schools are at 50% free and reduced. I think the number was 30% reported that kids reported they didn't have food at home to eat in the last 30 days. So there's a lot of issues going on right here in Marshfield, and we've got to start taking care of this and continue to work on it.
Are there things the school can do to help with those situations which the school doesn't control?
I think they can. You have to be aware of what your student population looks like and try to make things. If the student's coming to school hungry, it's going to be hard to concentrate or learn. So try to get more kids signed up for free and reduced hot lunch if they qualify. It's good for schools, good for students. Try to increase learning. There's a lot of things we need to work on.
You've got another issue that's been kind of a hotbed over there, and that is the administrators' pay. Where are you at on that, and where should the board go now that the board makeup is changing a bit?
I'm not sure that I'm following you, if you mean...
Peg Geegan's salary and
salary.
The...
It was reported after the last board meeting that they had found, I think she owed $17,000, and that... she would be repaying it, so I'm sure once I'm on the board I'll know the details of that. But I'd want to make sure there's policies in place so mistakes don't happen in the future.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Just want to thank my supporters, and I'm looking forward to serving on the school board.